we're nowhere near as good as we can play today with the ball, but the resilience and the effectiveness of the side without the ball gets us a win. Apart from a great goal, I thought it was a very good goal, and if Boydies goes in very shortly afterwards, I think the game's done. But it didn't, and then credit to Leeds. You know, no one plays a game to just sit down and accept it, especially not when the cameras are here. You know, Leeds are not going to accept that. I've said it many times. Sometimes the weirdness of 1-0 makes teams almost play more freely, and I thought that they did today, and I thought they played with, you know, that kind of free edge, whereas obviously they know we're a bit tight, and the crowd are a bit tight, and the emotion of it. And to see our way through that game today and get that big win is an important factor, because that's important going down the line as well. You can't always be at your magical best, and we certainly weren't today, but you can do all the basics and you can do all the hard work, and there was certainly a lot of that out there today, the basics and the hard work.
It's happened so many times, hasn't it? You're sort of coming out on the right side of things.
Well, it's important over a season, because people do forget, you know, the run we've been on. I mean, I just said on Sky there, you know, when you think back to the Brentford game, people have seen us play some unbelievable football. We've been beating teams 4-0, 5-0 on that day, 3-1, but a fine performance. The last few have had to grind for different reasons. Brighton, we had to grind it out. I thought we were strong, very good second half, but we had to grind the feel of the game out. You know, the other night, Cardiff just kept going and going and going and played some good stuff, didn't quite get the win. Today was a different affair, but you've got to find a way, whatever way you do, if you want to be successful in any industry, but certainly in football and certainly in the Championship, you have to find a way to win, and we've done that today.
Not at this stage.
You know, early season, you're building, and I spoke early season about the team moulding and forming, and that's an important stage, because it's got to have a future. But now it's the immediate future, and now it is about getting results. And like I say, we've taken care of our own business today, and that's the challenge I've put to myself, the staff and the players. You know, we don't really talk about everything else that's going on. We talk about ourselves and what we can do and what we're looking to achieve.
I mean, nerves must be inevitable, isn't it, this time
of year? Yeah, of course. And like I said, no one gives you a game, particularly when the cameras are here. You know, players have pride as well. It's not just the result, their performance, and that can affect teams in different ways. You know, and we've delivered a performance today that is effective. It's not pleasing at times with the ball, as regards keeping it, as regards being we were effective. We've created some chances. But that at the moment has to get part. You're hot when you're hot. If you're not, you've still got to find a way to get something from the game or win a game. And on the back of three, I mean, it is strange when you think, sort of people getting nervous on the back of three draws in an unbeaten run of 18, and with six wins, which never got a mention, by the way, recently, the six wins before that. So that's my job to know the bigger picture. But that was an important result today, and I think we all know that.
What with the timing as well? I mean, you've got to play each other at some stage,
but
before Brighton.
Oh yeah. I mean, the Brighton, you know, the goal at the end looks in better now. You scratch your head out, one wasn't given, and you never know on that day, because we could have turned that round. But that's by the by. Like I say, the three draws, and people are a bit edgy, they get a bit nervous, but the fact is, you've got to see through that, and we just about did. Well, we did, but I mean, you know, there was times when they had two real good chances, not from great play, from crosses. And you know, we rode them ones, but all of you know, you can't use the word luck when you're top of the league with 80 points at this stage of the season. That's not about luck when you've gone this far down the line. It's about all the different challenges and dealing with them over a season to date, because obviously there's still more work to be done.
Voxie and John, are they...
No, we don't think they're too serious. Voxie got off quick, which we're pleased with, so we're hopeful on that one. Joan was feeling unwell. I went over, for anyone who wondered, when Tom threw the ball, I did go over and tell Steve. I said, look, he's unwell, and we know no one wants to see what can happen if someone's unwell on a football pitch. You know, no, not that one. I mean, something serious. I was singing something other than that. He accepted that. I said, there's no shenanigans there. I said, he's genuinely unwell, and that's why he went round the pitch to the tunnel as well. So.
It's a sign of a formidable team. You can win in style and win when it's tough as well.
Well, that's the mixture you're hopeful of over a season, of course. We'd all dream of winning in style every week. And I mention it a lot. You've got to remember there's 11 others out there trying to stop you do that. And they don't make it easy for you. And they didn't today. As I suggested, Leeds were decent today and they gave a good performance. They got some good players. But we found a way to win again, and that's a very important factor.
Is there 17th clean sheet of the season. How important is it having a back five and a midfield that are that solid when it is end of the season and nerves are there?
Yeah, I mean, you know, the setup was good, and I think that got us the win today. Apart from the good goal, obviously. But I think after that, the setup, the organisation, the key principles of how the players are willing to work for each other, the physical side of it, as in the amount of kilometres they run, and all of them things that glue a performance together, they were on show today. It was all the difficult sides of the game, what professionals find difficult, because all professional players want to play, they want to get the ball, they want to pass and play good football. Encouraging them to do the ugly side of the game when it's not quite your day, that's as important as anything, and we do that, I think, as well as anyone here.
How important is an early goal in a game like that just to settle it down?
Well, it was weird, because like I say, it's sort of strange. It settled us down in that initial period, but then I thought it gave Leeds a bit more freedom. They almost thought, well, all right, we might as well play and see what happens. And then we ended the first half kind of a little bit edgy, and then second half got more edgy as time goes on, of course. I thought the change made a difference. I thought that's calmed us, and we managed to get a grip on the game again, because they had a good first 20 minutes, second half. And then we just managed to calm it and balance it out a little bit. And then in the end, we've seen it out quite well after their two close headers, or one very close header, it looked to me, from a distance.
I guess having the experience of people like Dean Marley and Mike Taylor on the bench is great to come on in these sort of scenarios at this stage of the season.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot made of experience, and don't get me wrong, it can be valuable, but it's not a given that makes it any easier. The challenge is right in front of us. It's not an easy task. We all know that. We've done it before. I've experienced football all my life, and I was promoted myself four times. Not an easy task. What I do know, whatever that task is, you've got to fulfil it, and we are doing that at the moment, and we've got to do it again.
Scotty,